Well, now it's time for all the youngsters, all the young kids, little kids, big kids. And one of the nicest kids I know, Julie Coyne.
Tell you this, if I can find the page. Okay, you guys know Easter was last week, and you guys know Jesus died on a cross, right? You guys know that? See some head nodding maybe, or some yeses? Anyone heard that? Okay. You guys see there's a picture there of the tomb. You see it? You see that? And there's a picture of Jesus, because after somebody died, they'd wrap him up in a cloth like that, and they'd put him in a tomb. See, everybody? Okay. Now we got a couple of verses out of the Bible. This is out of the book of John. You guys know who John was? One of the disciples? Okay, John put some things in his gospel that nobody else did. And I think that's why there are four Gospels, because we got four different stories of Jesus' life. Because things that were important to one of them might not have been to the other. That way we get to learn a lot more about who Jesus was and things that he did. Well, John was very interested in what happened when they went to the tomb on Sunday morning, that Easter. Peter reached the tomb first. He bent down and he looked in and he saw the strips of linen cloth lying there, like you saw in the picture he was wrapped up in. He also saw the cloth that had been around Jesus' head, which was folded up and laid in a different place from the strips of linen. Now, why do you think he put that in there? What did that possibly mean to anybody? Here Jesus is risen from the dead and he's talking about where the cloths were. Does that make sense to anybody? What do you think? That's right. One of the first things he did after he rose was he folded up that linen napkin and he placed it there separate from all the other cloths. And that was his message. I'm coming back. Can we say a little prayer? Thank you, God, for loving us so much. Thank you for new stories and old that we hear to learn about you and how much you loved us. Thank you for your promise that you're coming back. Please bless everyone in the hearing of this message and let them know in their heart he's coming back for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.